Happy Easter, everybody. Hi, it's Molly here for another episode of Sarah's Journals. Right now for me it's evening, 7:27 to be exact, and it's been a long day, very long day. At some points we lost power, which is normal, but as the rainy season comes, it's going to be a little bit more frequent. So what I'll try to do is do some of these episodes in between or as much as I can, depending on electricity and everything. So that's the good news, some good news. And another good news is I've had 2 good days. When you are recovering from mental illness, mental health conditions, you count the good days as more than the bad days because it means that you did something right for a change and you don't feel guilty. I personally I felt pretty good today. I drank a lot of tea, which is actually good for me, if I'm finding out. Or at least it's better than drinking soda or something. I don't know. I want to share that I did my last blog post. It's going to be, I think it's under 4/12/22. And at first it was just me just letting off steam, writing out things. And as I looked it over and I looked it over and I had already read it to my mom and I looked it over and I said, you know what? Somebody might need this today. So I went ahead and hit the publish and let it go to the cyberland or the intergalactic web that is the internet. So, Easter's not always easy because I do think of my son, and I mean he's a little bit older now, but still I think about what he's up to if he's happy or what exactly is going on in his life. I'm assuming he's in junior high, I want to say. So that's like the most intense, well, I don't know for a boy, but for a girl, it's the most intense years. The 3 years of your life, you're changing, you're learning, and things are just different. So, anyway, I know for me, when I went through my high school or junior high changes, I was kind of surprised because you kind of learn that deodorant should be your best friend. I mean, it's like in your mind, you don't realize it per se, but you realize people kind of around you kind of look at you funny, or they don't talk to you because you may not smell good, kind of thing. Or I've had that happen to me before, and it made me really sad. And I just couldn't figure it out. It's like, I'm being nice, they are nice, but why aren't they talking to me? After, a discussion after class kind of thing, and later on found out that the old personal care episode, I guess you could say, where you learn that deodorant is important and taking showers is important. And I laugh now because it's like, I mean, at that time I was dead serious, not really liking it. I was like, why? What did I do wrong? What did I do? You know? So that's how I learned about deodorant and taking care of myself at that time. I guess you could say it was the early stages of self-care for me. So, it's nice when they teach it, but not when they put you on the spot and go, oh my gosh, you just need to do this. And it's like, okay. I liked how my teacher did that little gentle wondering, finding out what was going on in my class's mind, and how you figure things out. So, I want to thank everybody for listening to my podcast. I think this is number 20 or 21 episodes, so woohoo, making milestones. I'm not as nervous as I used to be. I guess that means I'm getting used to the microphone. I love that my headset has a microphone in it, so that way I don't have to be like holding the phone next to my mouth going talking and everything, and you hear the deep breaths and everything. It's like, you kind of feel like uncomfortable, so you don't want to have that feeling. And I try not to do that. I noticed from my I call it stats, they call it analytics. I can't really use the word because I can't even pronounce it. Anyway, my stats are showing that I am being listened to by a lot of women. So, woohoo, girl power. And the young 20-some crowd. So, if you all want to have something to talk about, let me know. I think my email is in the title or something, but I'll put it in there somewhere and we can discuss things like, well, whatever. Whether you're in your 20s, your teens, or you're feeling like you're going through your 20s again, but you're not your 20s, that's how I feel sometimes these days. So, anyway, I hope you have a great Easter weekend and I will see you guys next time. All right, bye bye.